After its premiere in 2014, Dad's Garage improviser Mark Kendall took his one-man show on the road, and it's now on stage at the Alliance Theater. And after 3 years, Mark has had to update some of the content to keep the comedy timely. The show primarily deals with the often wrong and incomplete representation of African Americans in the media. And one thing he's had to do is update the title of the show. Now it's called The Magic Negro and Other Blackety Blackness, as told by an African American man who also happens to be black. But before, the title was prefaced with Morgan Freeman Presents.
The reason I had to change the title, I don't really know exactly like what I'm allowed to say or not say, but basically I got a cease and desist.
From himself.
People. Not like he wrote me like, Mark, stop doing it. It wasn't that. I got an email from his people saying like, you can't use this title. So I dropped the Morgan Freeman part. And so for about a year, year and a half, I would continue to travel with the show. And it was just The Magic Negro and Other Blackness. And because I would normally be going to comedy theaters in the first place, people could kind of get that the title was a joke. But then when it came time to do the show at the Alliance Theater, I sort of like created the more elongated title just to make it very clear that it was in fact a comedy. It was not a drama. It was not a magic show.
Oh, you know, okay.
So that's why I added in the extra words.
Because The Magic Negro has connotations. Spike Lee used it.
That's where I first heard it.
Yeah. We talked about this last time you were here, Mark. But for those who may not be familiar, would you briefly describe The Magic Negro? Because Morgan Freeman is certainly essential to that idea.
Sure. A lot of times in American films, you're watching a movie and, you know, you got this white guy who's the main protagonist. And a lot of times in these movies, there will be an older black gentleman that is kind of guiding him along through the picture. A lot of times he's not a very well-developed character. He just pops in at these random moments to make sure that the white guy like accomplishes his goal. A lot of times he has like superpowers. He's very kind and friendly. He just like appears out of the mist, you know, and then he disappears once his job is done. The show deals with different types of representation of African-American males that we see in all forms of media. And I think that there's some images, some stereotypes where it's just like, oh, it's pretty easy to look at that and say like, oh, that seems harmful, right? Or that is probably like a bad image, something that you wouldn't want to see. But I think what the show tries to do is look at all kinds of things that we may take for granted or not necessarily see as bad or negative, and maybe show why they don't necessarily show like the fullest portrayal of a character that we could, how it still sort of like simplifies people, puts them in boxes when they don't need to be.
You've toured across the country with this show. What have you learned from performing it in front of different crowds?
Sure. It's actually pretty similar no matter where I go. The main things that will change how an audience is responding tends to be, you know, I go to some places and if the audience is all white, they will still laugh, but they'll laugh at specific places and they won't laugh at other places. And then the more like black people you add into the audience, that dynamic changes more and more and more. And then, so that's kind of like the main difference.
Is one easier to work than the other?
Not really. I mean,
do you feel like, okay, white people, it's okay for you to laugh. I'm going to let you laugh.
I think the tone overall of the show is sometimes different if it is an all-white audience. But, I mean, as a performer, you're trying to treat everything pretty similar. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, the tone of the show gets interpreted way differently. So there's some things, like, that are meant to be jokes that they don't laugh at because it's not their perspective. And so something that's cool is, you know, if it is more of a mixed audience, and they get to see other people reacting to things in different ways, then I think that's also another thing that's happening as the show's going on. It's a lot of fun.
Any examples from different takeaways you've had in other cities?
Without giving away too much, there's one piece where
I reference Roots, and like
Alex Haley's Roots.
Yeah, and it's a really silly piece.
You have a little baby coming up that you're eight.
Oh no, not quite. it's a little different. It's the whipping scene.
Oh.
from Roots. Yeah, and
that's a laugh a minute.
But it's really interesting seeing how, well, one, who recognizes what's happening first, and then also, like, when I flip it, seeing how different people respond. Or there's, again, without giving away too much, there's a moment where I read Green Eggs and Ham, but I flip that around a little bit and seeing how different people laugh versus tense up. And it's kind of like getting a recognition laugh versus, like, a surprise laugh, I think.
Okay. Mark, in performing this show, has there ever been a time when you feel like you went too far?
Yeah, kind of a lot. I mean, they're definitely...
a lot?
Yeah. Well, not a lot. Maybe that's the wrong word. But in developing the show, I've done a lot of performances where I experiment with new pieces. And so there definitely have been some times where it's just like, oh, I need to pull this back. Or sometimes there's been pieces that I've been doing for a long time, and then it's only after looking back on how they were received that I pull things back or I change them. And it's and a lot of times it's not even so much going too far, but it's more so like overall, what does it feel like for me performing the piece? And I think after I did the version originally at Dad's Garage and I started to travel with it, a lot of times I would be in front of these all-white audiences and I didn't really like the experience of it certain times.
What aspect?
It's like I'm making them laugh really hard dealing with these stereotypes, and I wasn't really sure that the audiences were really understanding what I was getting at. Not necessarily, not really, because sometimes you talk to audiences after the show, and sometimes it seems like they're with you, and other times it's just like, oh, I don't think you really understood where I was coming from at all. And so that experience of traveling with the show and also, you know, doing it in different places where the audience wasn't as diverse as I might have liked, I've taken those feelings or those experiences and now put them into this new version of the show.
Do you feel like you were ever on a topic that was just too edgy or too painful for people to laugh?
No, that's the thing. I've never really had problems getting the laughs where I wanted them. And so that was more of the challenge, is that, you know, it was always comedic to people. And so so that's kind of what made it confusing at times, you know, because it's like they are laughing at these things, but you just don't know why or at what. And so,
or for the right reasons.
Sure. And so those doubts or that experience is now in this newer version. And I guess I would also like to add that the director of this version of the show, Anthony LeBlanc, he is a resident director with the Second City, and he's also an improviser like me, and he's also like a black improviser, and they're not like a ton of us. There are more now, but not as many. And so a lot of the things in the show, or when I was talking to him about the discomfort of performing certain pieces, it's like he had experienced those same things. And so being able to collaborate with him and sort of like discuss those moments and what they mean, and kind of like what it means to be like a black performer to an extent, it was really great to be able to collaborate with him and kind of like hash out those feelings and put that into the show.
Why do you think comedy is so effective at imparting big, important ideas?
Oh, man. I think there's so many reasons. I think if you're talking about personal experience or something that's serious, if you're able to present it in a way that's funny, you've probably identified some kind of a truth. You've also probably able to present it to the audience in a way that's like measured and like calculated. So I guess what I'm saying is it's like you're... it's not like you're presenting like a bunch of facts, but you're presenting these opinions, these positions, and if you can get them to laugh, to me, that means that they're like agreeing with you in some way. And, you know, the being able to raise tension and then break it with a joke, you can go further with the next joke and then further with the next joke and then further with the next joke. So by the end of the show, you can actually like cover a lot of terrain and kind of push an audience member perhaps a little further than if you presented the same information, but more like in a straight-laced way.
So you're really hoping to educate, maybe expand the experience, even change some people's outlook.
That would be cool. At the same time, like, you also see people resist, you know, like, at the same time. And so I'm sort of at the point where it's just like, I hope you enjoy it, but at the same time, I know that it's funny, so I'm just kind of enjoying it for myself.
After this Alliance run, do you still hope to tour with the show?
Yeah, so I'll be continuing to go to other places with it. So I have like a smaller, more stripped-down version that's easier for me to travel with, where I like fit everything in my backpack.
Put it in your carry-on bag.
Exactly, yeah. And so that I can continue to take to people
pretty easily. But this full production, this new production with, you know, all the props, set, things like that, I'd love that to take that to other places, and so I'll try to do that as well.
Well, Mark Kendall, I wish you continued and even greater success.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.